Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. We've got a great program for you today. We're going to be discussing public health and environmental health. We have Joelle Archibald. She's our Public Health Division Director. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
And as well, Amy Chapman. She's the Environmental Health Manager. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey.
Well, this is really great because we've had Joelle on the program before, have not had Amy, and environmental health is a critical service that we offer as the county, and it's great to talk about it today and teach people and for me to learn more about it, too. Joelle, you're the Public Health Division Director.
Yes.
When we think about public health, what is this thing?
Well, when I'm talking to members of the public, I like to use the definition from the Institutes of Medicine. It's quite dated now, but it still is very, very applicable. And it speaks to the function of public health as being to create the conditions under which a population can be healthy. So that really is our mission. We want everyone in Lincoln County to be able to be healthy. And as we're speaking today in the context of environmental health, that means that we want their food to be healthy. We want it to be safe and free of disease or risk of disease to them. We want their water supplies to be healthy. Environmental health is a really often hidden part of our work. Unless you're in the restaurant business or have problems with water systems, you may not know of the important work that that really dedicated crew does in our community to protect all of us. So it's exciting to be here and to share some of that work with the public so that they have a better knowledge of what we do to protect them. Commissioner Bill Hall has said before, and I'll quote him, he calls this part of our work the silent sentinels, because it's only in cases of disease outbreak when food or water has been contaminated or when the conditions occur that cause transmission of disease that public health really gets in the news or gets on the front pages. We want those conditions not to exist, so we do our best to prevent any conditions that could cause transmission of disease related to food or water.
When we think about our public health and our environmental health, could you tell us how many people do we have out on the ground? Maybe just rewind just a second.
Sure.
How many people comprise public health at Lincoln
County?
Well,
we have about 22 people within public health, so a relatively small arm of Lincoln County government. And we have in the public health side, we have three program managers, positions for a communicable disease program manager, a position for an environmental health program manager, and a position for a maternal child health program manager. So Amy Chapman represents the program manager on the environmental health side. And then beneath her, we have Neil Jensen, who works half-time in environmental health and half-time in public health preparedness. Those two link together very nicely, and he does a great job with both of those roles. We have Quinn Andreas, who's a full-time environmental health specialist. He's been with us about a year and a half now, and we recruited him from a position in Idaho. So he came to us as a very experienced environmental health guy, and we're glad to have his expertise. And then we have a relatively new, he's been on board for a little bit over 6 or 7 months now, Joshua Geck. He's an environmental health trainee. And then Amy is, as most of our program managers are, a working manager. So Amy carries an inspection load and deals with quite a few water systems in addition to being a manager of those services.
Amy, as we were speaking this morning, I remember when I was a server many a year ago, seeing you come into the restaurant that I worked. When did you get started as in the work that you do?
I got started back in 1984, and Gail Stater hired me, and I've been forever grateful to him for hiring me in this job. And it's a job that you learn on the ground in actual facilities. And so I have started learning environmental health. It's a 2-year learning process. So I took a test and became a trainee, and then there was a 2-year learning process of in the field, and then you take a national test and then oral exam, and then you become a registered environmental health specialist. And ever since then you do continuing education units, and we go to training every year multiple times in learning the new rules for safe drinking water. There's new food rules for food safety. And so we're forever learning new rules.
Yeah. Quite busy, I imagine, because when we think about the kind of volume, how many businesses are you inspecting? It sounds like a lot.
We do, and it's going up. We now license something like more than 600 facilities, and of those, about 300 are restaurants. And in addition to that, we license pools, spas, travelers' accommodations like motels and RVs. We also license temporary food booths, and every year we do somewhere between 150, and last year we did 300 temporary food booths.
Is that like somebody coming to a seafood and wine? Is that an example?
Yes, that's like seafood and wine and the food being served ready to eat in our farmers markets, and any food that is served to the public, we try to license and inspect.
So thinking of community safety and how critical it is with what you do, I mean, we inflate with our tourist population.
Absolutely.
Talk about how important that is.
So what we don't want to have happen for any of our tourist accommodations, our hotels, motels, our chamber of commerces, our restaurants here in Newport, is to have an unsafe food item or unsafe food handling practices, say, for example, being provided at the Wine and Cheese Festival, and have all these visitors who have converged on Newport for that event and have some of them go home and become ill. Mm-hmm. That would not help the tourism trade or the businesses here. It would be a black eye, so to speak. So those events become really a pretty significant focus for us, particularly the large-scale ones, to make sure that the most current safety standards are being practiced by everyone who handles, processes, transports, or hands the food to a customer, to make sure that that doesn't happen. Really, again, this is all about preventing disease and illness. I know, as you said, your experience in working in a restaurant, there's this little bit of terror, I think, when an environmental health staff person walks in the door. These visits are conducted unannounced because we do want to see what the day-to-day business environment is. We don't want to give people lead time to prepare and clean up their act, so to speak, and have everything ship-shape. We want to see what they're doing day-to-day because that's our opportunity for teaching what safe food handling practices are and to really see the truth of their operation. So it's not about us being the heavy. It's really the underlying reason we do this is for protection of the public, to create the conditions in which people can be healthy. And Amy's talked about the volume of work we do with hotels, motels, pools, spas, restaurants. But what she hasn't touched on is also the drinking water program, which is an integral part, is to assure that drinking water is safe. Local environmental health acts as the eyes and ears to monitor drinking water. The larger systems are actually licensed and overseen by the state, but we're the people present in the community. And then we contract with the state to do inspections of some of the smaller systems on a rotating basis.
Lincoln County Connections, discussing your environmental health department of Lincoln County, Amy Chapman and Joelle Archibald. We were discussing drinking water. What is a drinking water system then? Because obviously we use them every day. But
drinking water is an important thing, and having clean drinking water is an important thing. And the state of Oregon has a public drinking water program, and they contract with Lincoln County to do the drinking water program in Lincoln County. So we deal with public drinking water systems. The national definition of a public drinking water system is 25 or more users for 6 months of the year. So these are like year-round residents, and that water you want to have really safe. So it is tested for many different chemicals and even radioactivity and lead and copper and bacteria and parasites and all those things.
So a system could come from a well if I was in a rural area, or a municipal system.
Yes, and Yeah, the smaller drinking water systems are 4 or more connections, 10 or more people for 60 days of the year. And that's the definition of the state of Oregon. And that's because although most of the people in the state of Oregon are drinking water from a larger system, most of the drinking water systems are from small rural systems like you're talking about, a well that serves 4 or more houses or 15 houses or less than 15 houses. And so we help them with the testing their water to be sure that it is safe.
And to be clear, as an individual, if I want my water tested, say, at home, that's not something I go to our environmental health for at Lincoln County, or can you?
You could call us for information, and you would meet Nancy Hale. She's our receptionist, always cheerful, always helpful, and she could direct you to laboratories that are approved by the drinking water program and state drinking water program for testing drinking water, and they can help you with what to test your water for.
Nancy Hale sounds like a good first person to meet. You know, say you're a new business. Where do you begin? I mean, I could see that I was working on a web design for a facility once, and I know they had to have certain types of plastic on their walls, safe floors. I mean, there are so many things that a business might need to do to be prepared correctly to sell food. Where does it all begin if you're a new business?
It all begins with cheerful Nancy Hale in our office, environmental health office, which is in the bottom part of the Health and Human Services building. You can access it from Lee Street. We're actually, the address is 50 Lee Street. There's a parking lot. And enter the door in the middle of the building, and there we are on the bottom floor. Mm-hmm. And the first person you'll meet is Nancy Hale, and she can help you with plan review. She can give you a plan review packet for your restaurant, and that's where you start. And we begin with, do you have safe water? Do you have safe sewer? Do you have the construction of the restaurant and the thing, the menu that you're going to serve and the equipment that you're going to have?
What kind of lead time do you ask of new businesses to approach environmental health, you know, prior to launch to get these things worked out?
Well, as soon as you know that you have plans that you can put together for your facility, get a hold of us, and we'll try to process them as fast as we can.
So will you look at them in advance of sometimes even an architectural execution?
Yes, we'll help you in any way that we can and as quickly as possible.
Joelle?
And I also might mention that restaurants are licensed by the number of seats they have, so that's an important dialogue to have with environmental health. If you're planning a large restaurant, your licensing fee is going to be higher than if you have just a few chairs. So as you do your architectural rendering and your plans, it's helpful to have that input and that dialogue.
Well, and food carts as well. These are very popular now, or food trucks. They have to go through environmental health. I mean, you can feel pretty safe that if they are serving to the public, they've gone through inspections.
Yes, yes. And if you want to do a mobile food cart, we always caution people, be sure to check with the city or the county where you want to set up your mobile food cart, where you want to operate, because the cities have their own rules and laws, and some of them don't allow small cart. They only allow small carts,
gotcha.
Or they don't allow big carts or something like that.
So. Yeah, the carts are really popular right now.
They
the food
are.
Trucks seem to be having a lot of popularity. And did most people just create one themselves? Or, I mean, we're talking about some strict guidelines here. I mean, you purchase one of these carts to spec? Do you have any idea how that works?
When people call us and ask about operating a food cart, we always ask them to go through plan review before they operate their food cart. If they purchase it, they want to go through plan review. If they make it themselves, bring your ideas for the food cart to us, and then we can tell you what will work and what won't work, so you won't purchase a cart that we can't approve or build a cart that we can't approve. And so it's plan review is really an important part to go through first. Make
right.
sure that what you've got is something we can approve.
Before you buy that Airstream, you might want to think about just how it's going to be set up and review with you. Joelle, what are some other points that you think are salient to discuss when we think about environmental health?
Well, I think one of the critical pieces that we've done in the last couple of years within public health is so-called force of marriage between communicable disease and environmental health. We are required legally to have someone on call from public health 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that is to investigate or respond to concerns about diseases that need to be handled right now. So we've brought our training level up, and we have both environmental health and communicable disease nurses on that 24/7 team, and we're interchanging call. We have the support of a really wonderful health officer who's been our health officer for a long time, Dr. Long, and we meet twice a month to review all of our communicable disease cases. We have a state database that all of that stuff enters into, and environmental health staff work closely with communicable disease staff to conduct joint investigations when we receive concerns about illness in the community or lab reports.
This food handling component to the spreading of things, that's something that servers are required to be trained in, is that correct?
Oh, yes. All food service workers in restaurants are required to have a food handler card, whether they're a waiter, waitress, dishwasher, up to the people that actually prepare the food. And we provide food handler training in Lincoln County. If you can get a food handler booklet from us, call Nancy Hale, and she can send you a booklet or give you a booklet. We have booklets in English, Spanish, and several other languages as well. We have a website, orfoodhandlers.com, where you can get a food handler card and training over the web. And if you have 10 or more people in any part of Lincoln County who would like to gather and have food handler training, we'll be glad to go there and give you food handler training. At the end of the training, we give a test, multiple choice test, and those people who pass the test can get a food handler card for $10. And it's good for 3 years.
And also OLCC, is that something that goes to the environmental health too?
OLCC has its own offices. So if you want a liquor license or any sort of thing from OLCC, they're their own license in Newport.
You really are there to stop disease before it spreads.
Absolutely.
I know in the news there was, and maybe it was a norovirus that was spread. Was it through shopping bags?
That was a very interesting report last week. Norovirus is really highly communicable, but that was the first time that we've seen transmission of what we called an aerosolized virus occurring and having that transmission documented in that way. So, yes, norovirus or a norovirus-like illness can cause people to be very, very ill and really vulnerable people. Primarily someone who's immunocompromised or is elderly and in frail health, they can die of norovirus. It causes violent vomiting and diarrhea, and it just takes a minute microscopic particle to be in your food to make you ill. So, hand washing is a critical thing that our environmental health staff inspect for. Safe food handling practices. We're moving to the National Food Code, the USDA Food Code, which will dictate that no bare hand contact of food in restaurants, so that people need to be gloved as we're handling food to prevent transmission of disease. If people feel like they've gotten ill from a particular food or eating at a particular facility, they're welcome to call us. We collect information on those calls, and if we start to see information kind of gathering around one facility, we take more assertive action around that facility. So, yes, it's all about prevention before a larger scale outbreak can occur.
In a community like ours, where we have these peak tourist populations, this increases, obviously, the chance that it could spread, right? And you don't know where they went next, and you will track that sometimes if you
need
to.
That's right. We're super sleuths, our staff, and that's part of the investigation. But taking a food history and knowing exactly what they ate and where they were when they ate it. And the system is set up so that our other counties in the state and in other states do a similar process. So if we identify a common source with multiple complaints and we can track it back, we go back to the county of origin and do more investigation. So even, for example, after an event here, if people disseminated to all parts of Oregon and Washington and the Northwest, if there were a major outbreak, it could be tracked back to the identification of the source.
So, Amy, with all your years on the ground, would you say overall we get a good report Our businesses are doing well?
Yes, the businesses are doing well. And I've enjoyed working with the operators, and all the operators are hardworking, and they try to do their best and keep people healthy, use good, safe food handling practices.
Well, I'm glad you're out there. Even with your surprise inspections, it's obviously really important, it sounds like, that we do those. And it might not always be the most comfortable thing, but it's critical.
It is. A lot of what we do is education. We don't like to be heavy-handed in the enforcement role. So it really is about educating people about good practices. We think that people with good information will do the right thing.
Okay. Well, any final thoughts, either of you, in this last minute on the program?
Norovirus is a community illness, and we have an early warning system to our restaurants. When we know it's active in our community, we send out an email, and are in different pockets of the county, the restaurants get together and tell each other, look out, it's norovirus, and
that's
here's what we can do to prevent it from spreading.
So your restaurants are really on your side, really?
Yeah, we're partners with them in protecting health.
Well, thank you very much. Once again, we were talking to Amy Chapman. She's our environmental health manager. And Joelle Ulterbold, she is our public health division director. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As usual, it goes by very fast, and I know we just, you know, scratched the surface on the subject, but I really appreciate everything that you do and for keeping people healthy and safe.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Casey.
All right. I thank you as well for listening to the program today. Hopefully you learned something. And on the program, same time, same place next week, will be Lincoln County Connections.